It is 2 o'clock, so we'll call that our special council meeting to order and welcome everyone this afternoon. The first item of business is the approval of the agenda for December 18th, 2025. We do have a couple of items that we'd like to add. The first is going to be under correspondence. We received yesterday an email from Shelburne Voice. So we will include that on our agenda. And then we want to include two additional items under in camera. The first is legal advice eligible for solicitor client privilege as per NGA 22-2G. And the second is personnel matters as per NGA 22-2C. So if I can have a motion, please, to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next item is operations and protective services. The first is the decision for future of CND site. And we do have, of course, our staff report from this beyond. So what we'll do is we'll go through each area and decide on those recommended motions. So if we move to the potential motions, the first is the operation model. And there are three options that have been laid out for the municipality for consideration. Would anyone like to make one of those prepared motions at this time? The first option is motion to close the CND site as planned. Second option is motion to close the site but offer limited drop-off days. And the third option is motion to pursue continued operations using a covered bin model.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Deputy Warden.
I'd like to make the motion that the Council of the Municipality of the District of Shelburne approve the continuation of C&D waste services at the existing municipal C&D site using a covered bin operating model, utilizing the purchase rental option. And furthermore, that council approves the completion of associated capital site upgrade with funds to come from shared service reserve capital for operating users. And that staff to be directed to submit the required permit application to the Department of Environment and Climate Change in negotiating services of the successful RFP for payment and obtain site maintenance services pursuant to the municipal government policy.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion has been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion?
I think this has been a step-by-step process, and Council, we have certainly taken the opportunity to listen to the community and through the staff reports have been informed with the different stakeholder groups, including the contractors that we need that RCF have had. And so I personally do feel that option three is the best option. And on this piece of paper in front of me, certainly purchasing those bins versus renting them would also be something that I would think would be important. We maintain services, and I think we're going to move on to hours of operation in another motion. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And we should thank everyone as well for taking the time to provide your feedback to council on this matter as well. And then, of course, includes the petition that was received. Councilor Richardson, do you have a question or comment?
Comment. I guess I was never warm and fuzzy about having closed the C&D site, but I think the public had to become aware of the situation we were in. Licensing was not an option and so on. What we had to make changes. I think in the long run, this will keep everybody able to use the facility It may have some restrictions or whatever. But of course, it is going to come with a cost, but I do think it's the best option we have available to us.
Okay, thank you. Deputy Warden.
Sorry.
Okay, Counselor Sutherland.
I can just speak for the citizens in my district. Closure is not an option. They spoke loud and clear in my area. And I employed it highly on the following option for you. It's a best option for it.
Any other questions or comments regarding this motion, Counselor?
Talking to a couple of residents, my district, not from the point of view of a meeting as meeting them and then contacting me. I've had the range from don't close it at all to close. So it's been in there. I like both option two, but I can settle with option three. But my concern more is, and I know that we cover a lot of the costs of whatever it is my question would be is, I don't know if I can support us without doing something. I know a lot of that won't happen until budget time. $300,000 to $500,000 loss. Even at what we're doing now, it's still costing roughly, and I could be off by a cent or two here, 3 to 5 cents per $100 or whatever it is to run it now at a loss. And that's my only concern. But other than that, I can live with option three.
Councilor Cool, the thing that I know that we all will have to face will be decisions made around budget. And when we consider that services, there are services that are provided that aren't net zero, let's say, right? Like libraries, like arenas, to mention two. And this will be that similar scenario. And then ultimately going forward over the next 2 years, perhaps we'll come up with a different formula, you know, passing out. But anyway, yeah.
One other question from there. Did you want to take something first?
No.
Okay. So my other question is that I know right now, and I think I heard it in our last meeting, and I stand to be corrected, is that we kind of own the service and sell the service to the other two municipalities.
Yeah, I'm going to bring us back to the motion. Okay. Did you have any other questions or comments on this motion?
I get that.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Bjorn?
I just wanted to clarify for the motion, you did have to indicate purchase or rental. So just to reword your motion before you vote on it.
Okay, we have a mover of Deputy Warden, Senator Councilor Dorgan Rupert.
I would put in my motion that we purchase those.
So the motion will include the purchase option. Okay. And we have shared all of the information that we have on this matter with our residents. And I believe this option does demonstrate that we heard our residents as well. So any other questions or comments on this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next item is the, let's see here, going on actually to the sorting model, number two. So we do have three options here as well. We have a hybrid sorting model, and that includes, I believe, the four bins. Option two is the mixed waste only with treated wood separated, and option three is the full sorting model. Ms. Dion?
I just want to clarify, it's not that it's only four bins, it's that it's only these types of waste. We would still potentially have multiple mixed bins since more of the waste was being accepted mixed.
Okay.
It would be more financially feasible because when one bin gets full, instead of calling the truck to come and pull it out of the way and put the other bin in place, you'd have another bin that wouldn't be fully accepted.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So we do have three options available. Does anyone want to make a motion on one of these options?
Yeah.
Councilor Richardson. Sorry, I think I missed Councilor Thorburn about the second time. All right.
Option, I would like to make motion option two. If council approved the implementation of option two, mix waste plus treated wood with all formerly sorted materials accepted as mixed C and D.
Is there a second for that motion?
A second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Councilor Thorburn, your time.
So I think from what our staff has said, Marcia, in the past, that in terms of best, and I'll use that term, best practices, option, so I'm not in favor of option two. I'm in favor of option three, given that the separation is better. It meets to a greater degree our revenue on tipping, if I'm correct on that.
Dion?
No, you're not correct on that.
Okay, please.
Option three is the most expensive option to operate, because we have to have multiple bins for multiple different streams of waste. They have to be trucked separately to the sorting facility. So yes, there is a slightly, like a $3 per metric ton, and don't quote me on $3, because I don't have the number in front of me right at this moment, but I think it's like $3.50. It's $79.50 versus $83.50, so $4.
Right.
Difference in the metric tonnage fee for disposal. But the cost of purchasing those extra bins and servicing those extra bins more than offsets that reduction that we've received by tipping it as sorted versus mixed. Sorry, that's the part that I should end with.
Sure. So ideally, if the sky was the limit, we would want to completely sort everything. No?
That's up to you guys to decide.
Yeah. Of course, yes.
Anything further, Councilor?
No.
No. Councilor Richardson.
Reason, I think, pretty well outlined, it would be several extra bins. And what we fail to recognize is also that if any different waste is discovered in those bins and delivery, then you're going to pay that mixed price regardless. So it would mean that somebody would almost have to police every piece going into them. And knowing how things usually happen when people aren't great data, I don't foresee that we would be saving a whole lot of money. And not only that, we'd be laying out a lot of money for extra bins and the driving around of them. So that's the reason I put that on the
okay. Motion. Yeah, for me, I was considering option one, the hybrid sorting, with the sorting involving the mixed waste, take shingles, treated wood, and rope separation. I think we've done a lot of good work in the past with waste management and trying to achieve different goals, and I hate to see us go back on it. I mean, I understand that, you know, there's a cost for this, but that's where I was getting with my thoughts. Deputy Norton.
I have to agree with Councillor Richardson that the data had showed us that most of the loads that went to beans ended up being charged to us as mixed because there was different materials in the same stream. So we would have to police it and have somebody right there to make sure that those streams were sorted properly, or else once we got there, we would be charged that mixed rate.
Can I just clarify something then? So, it's not that most of our loads were being charged as mixed, it's just that our mixed waste pile forms the bulk of our waste, and that is where the majority of our loads come from. We do still get charged the drywall rate and the shingle rate separately when those materials are shipped sorted. It's just that we don't ship a lot of those materials.
Thank you. Councilor?
Just a question. I agree with Deputy Warden and also Council Richardson with option two. But just for my clarification, the lobster traps, all that, if they don't be included, they're going to be still there, but separate?
Yeah, so this, these waste sorting are only for regulated materials, and public prefer unregulated material.
Right, so as we had mentioned before, the brush, the traps, the metals, they were still being collected.
Yes.
Correct. Thank you. Deputy Warden?
The only other question I have is, we don't get a whole lot of materials that you indicated, like your garage or whatever. But those bins, we don't get a whole lot of it come in as sorted.
Yeah.
But we still have to remove those after, if we're, if our permit's approved after the 48 hours or whatever.
Okay, I'm not sure where the 48 hours comes from. So we talked about having storage bins and having them only able to be on site for perhaps 48 hours. But our discussions with Department of Environment indicate that if we go with the covered, the watertight covered bin models, we'd be able to store them on site significantly longer than that. But as indicated in my report, the actual site compliance details of a potential future change in our Nova Scotia Environment permit to operate won't be known until we actually send them our plan.
So potentially, if they say no, we could be sending bins that are quarter full if they tell us they have to be emptied at the end of.
That's true. That's true. That is a potential. And unlikely, I believe, but a potential.
Thank you for that clarification.
I just have one question. So in the report, it demonstrates the metric tonnage that we generate with wood. So with option two, treated wood, no separation of waste. So the quantity of the wood that we have.
So all clean wood that we currently use as clean wood would go in the mixed pile. Okay. So instead of keeping those materials sorted and separated, everything except treated wood and rope will go as mixed.
I see. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments regarding this motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. No. Motion is carried. Moving on to number three, the schedule. So we have a couple of options here as well. The first option is full year operation, which includes the operating model of 5 days per week beginning April 1st, 2026. The second option is seasonal closure, approving a seasonal closure of the C&D site during December, January, and February, with 5 day per week operations from March through October, beginning April 1st, 2026. And then the third, actually, a bit more than one, or three. The third is the reduced winter schedule, and that is the C&D site operating improvements during December through to February, a 5 days per week from March to October, beginning April 1st, 2026. And option four is number of days for the annual operation, and that is inserting the actual number of days per week throughout the year. So a number of different potential motions there. Before we make a motion, I will just make the comment that for me personally, I would like to see option three. But with a bit of a change to it, instead of at 5 days per week to go to 4, and the in the winter months, I guess, for the operation of the C&D site to be 2 months. I'm not sure how anyone else around the table feels about that. So the, as it stands right now, for how it's written, is for option three would be 5 days per week from March to October. And then 2 days per week from December to February. And what I'm suggesting is 4 days a week, March to October, and 2 days a week, December to February. Councilor Thorburn.
Thank you for that. I also think that option three would meet the needs where we're not doing any closures. So contractors or residents that are doing home construction still have access, but limited access, and by dropping down to 4 days per week during the March to October, I mean, I'm sure we're going to see some cost savings in that regard. So I support with that.
And the reason why I say that, of course, is looking at between year average like this is that we had 5 months. December, January, February, we had 124 visits completed in 71 visits and 105 in February. And of course, from April to October, we're anywhere from 405 up to 501. So there's definitely a need there. I guess what I was thinking was the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday kind of schedule for those months. But Council, I'm not sure, Councilor Poole was before you or Councilor, whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first because I think it just might be a typing error or not. But somehow in this number three, which I'm in favor of, we somehow lost November.
Yes, we did.
Very good.
Yes, in November, the average was 264.
So that should be back to November.
November to February.
Either way, I would.
November is 264.
I would go with the March to November first. I just want to clarify that first before.
Good, thank you. Yep. Sorry, Councilor Richardson, and then I have Deputy Warden and Councilor Thornton Irvine.
I don't want oppose this, except for the fact that we have to make sure a Saturday is one of them. Right. People work through the week, and I think it's anytime that we have a special opening or anything, I think we have to keep that in mind and make sure there's at least one Saturday's in here for all these.
So Friday,
Saturday. Saturday. And I think maybe we should be specific and somebody else can speak.
Okay, I have Deputy Warden and then Councilor Thorburn Irvine and then Steve. Oh?
Yeah.
Steve, did you want to speak?
Thank you. I'm just thinking in terms of days when you're choosing, we might want to consider that the staff for the site might want to have two consecutive days off for a weekend. If you want to take that into consideration.
Okay, too.
Thank you very much for that. Debbie?
Sorry,
CAO.
I'll just jump in.
Sure.
Would it be possible for council to consider that it's left up to the staff to figure out what days to be open? Definitely on Saturday, but during the week. That way we can consult with the contractors and so forth to figure out what would be best for them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
As long as.
And I think it needs to be consistent. I think we have to make sure that we're consistent. So when we make that decision, it would be something that's not random. But it'd be that we can publish it and be consistent. That's all.
Agreed. Deputy Warden.
I would lean more towards consistency for the 12 months. Whether that be 3 days or 4 days each month. I think our visits that was shown for the chart was based on weather and that sort of thing that goes on through the winter. We're still going to experience people doing interior construction. And that sort of thing. So just personally, I'm very pleased that we're keeping it open. I would like to see it consistent for the phone.
Whatever the number of days are. Okay, thank you. Councilor Thornton and I.
Just to what our CAO had said, Gordon, when you mentioned the Monday, what immediately struck me is that we often have holidays on our Mondays, and so then that would be it. Additional staff costs, I would think, but over to the staff in terms of how they collaborate with the community and the contractors, perhaps, and we'll land where we need to.
Yeah. I think the CAO's valid. I think it should be left to them to figure that out. I guess, again, my mind was, we would at least have it open every other day. Mm-hmm. There would be access. So, yeah. But again, we've agreed that the CAO and staff will figure out those things. So now we have to figure out, do we want it consistent for the 12 months, or are we looking at seasonal, and how many days? So who is prepared to make a motion? Or Councilor Sullivan?
Yes.
I just would like to say I'd like to go with option four and we open year end unlimited number of days.
For how many, sorry?
Say three.
So 3 days. Are you willing to make that motion?
Sure. I'd like to make a motion that option number four. Days per week annual operation. The council approved the operating site and in here it says insert a number of days. I say at least three.
Okay, so are you saying?
Three.
Okay.
Days per week throughout the year beginning April 1st, 2026 under new operating model that we reopen year round.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second here for the motion?
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion. We've had lots of ideas. Everyone is thinking something a bit different, but ultimately the goal is to have the site. Deputy Warden first.
I would like to see that an addition puts that this be revisited in 24 months to just the additional days are required.
Yeah, we can actually, it doesn't have to be part of the motion. We can have consensus for that, but if you wish to have that part of the motion, you can.
We just want to document.
Okay, so Councilor Sutherland, do you want that as part of your motion?
Yes, by all means.
Okay, and Deputy Warden, it was to consider
the data within 24 months if additional days are needed.
Thank you for that. And you were the seconder.
Thank you, Warden. Just for council's consideration, I just wanted to point out that open 3 days a week would provide an HR challenge for us. 4 days a week would probably be more workable for us. So if you just consider that in your deliberations.
Thank you, Councilor Poole.
My question, I have a question and that one is coming. We are now open 4 days a week, right?
Five.
Yes. Okay, we are five. I like the idea of 4 days a week instead of three.
Okay, Councilor Richardson.
Yeah, I think 3 days a week is too little. Given that we're biting the bullet, so to speak, and keeping the CMD site open and operational, I think it has to function more than 3 days a week. I still like option three. Sorry.
Thank you. Only because to a point that the deputy warden made, you know, once we've got some data here, you can make decisions as to whether or not it needs to be increased more. And again, looking at the numbers that we do have, it does show for those measurements. But we do have a motion seconded. To approve the operating, the site 3 days per week throughout the year, beginning April 1st, 2026. And then, of course, the addition to that to consider the data in the 24 months and to see if additional days are required. Deputy Board,
another question. So, if we just understand what the CIO has to say, we want to do the four.
Can you
decline this one?
Yes.
Another one of the four.
Councilor Sutherland. Just to say, I decline that last one.
Would you want to bring back then the seconder? Anything, any other discussion on this?
So we're now.
So we're going to vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion is defeated. Okay, so we have to find another. I don't know, Councilor Peterson, do you want to put forward your motion? Or Councilor Sutherland,
are those
you
three?
Your motion?
I don't know, but I have all the 13 for the team.
Councilor Richardson, sorry, can you just put your mic on?
I don't know if I have the complete word in.
Perhaps before we go any further, because we really are talking about two very different motions.
Yeah.
Option three is talking about approving a time for April
or sorry, March through to November, I believe, so what Counselor Poole had suggested. And then having the CND open seasonal for 2 days in the winter months. Option four is staying straight across the board for the 12-month period. We're looking at a set number of days. And so we are talking about two very different. So I just wanted to make sure the council was supporting them before we started making decisions. Okay. Counselor Richardson, are you still prepared to make a motion?
I make a motion for option three, the council approved operating the CND site 2 days per week during December, February, and 4 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
4 days per week from March until November. Beginning April 30, 2026, under the new operating law.
Start seeing those months don't see here. Yes, okay. So you're saying 4 days for March through November, and then 2 days for the rest of the months from December through February. Is that correct? We have that correct? All right. That is Councillor Richardson's motion. Is there a seconder for this motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. So, Councillor Sutherland has seconded. Now, Councillor Poole, do you have a question or not?
I was wondering, can we add to that motion, if it's okay with the mover second, that we add that part of the data?
Yes.
In 2 years? Yeah. I think that would be a good thing.
Of course. Okay. So mover and seconder. Are you okay with this? And Councillor Sutherland. Okay. And that was to consider the data within the 24 months and to add on if found it well recommended here needed necessary. Okay, so that's the motion. Deputy Wharton and then Councillor Thorburn Irvine.
I still feel that, as the CAO indicated, that for those winter months, we're going to have an HR issue. So I will vote against this motion.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Thorburn Irvine. Okay. Any other questions or comments regarding this motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion is carried. All right, so that was scheduled. That was the schedule. And now we're moving on to number four, fees and charges. And there's a prepared motion there regarding for staff to undertake a review of these site user fees, including options for cost increases to reduce operational deficits and return with proposed fee amendments at a later date. I don't know if staff want to speak to that, we can just do the motion. I don't know if there are any questions on the motion or prepared motion. Okay, Councilor Ball.
I would move that. That council direct staff to undertake a review of CND site user fees, including options for cost increases, reduced operational deficits, and return with the proposed fee amendments at a later date.
Is there a seconder for this motion?
Seconded.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this motion? Councillor Richardson.
I've always had concerns that we weren't charging enough going into those sites. Not just this in particular, but it certainly, I think, is upon us that we do have to significantly look at for. I should say, should look at significant increases on the efficiency. And the sooner the better we can do that.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments regarding this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next is the agreement amendment, and there is a prepared motion for that. And that is
to authorize the city to update the intermunicipal service agreement based upon the options chosen and to provide the towns of Shelburne and Rockport.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
That council authorize the CAO to update the intermunicipal service agreement based on the options chosen for future use/closure. Let me back that out. For future use of the CND site and provide to the town of Shelburne and the town of Lockport for amendment.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this motion? Councilor Sutherland, did you hear the motion?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Okay, so that is 3A. Next is 3B, which is the RFT award, construction and demolition of transfer station. Bins with covers, parking and maintenance, that's Ms. Dion.
Are we being on the move? Now that the decision has been made to keep the CND site open under the new covered bin model, we can go back to the RFP. So we went out to RFP asking for proponents to provide us with their proposals for providing bins and the servicing of the bins at the CND site if we decided to proceed with the covered bin model. We had two submissions. Neither submission was fully compliant. Both of the two submissions received declined to provide quoting for the service components such as snow removal, salting, some of the site maintenance requirements. However, they both did provide prices for providing bins as a rental model and also servicing them to the various areas that we haul our waste to, primarily to the region cleans. So the evaluation team met to review the submissions and scored them accordingly. Carlos Construction was scored the highest. They have the experience and qualifications. They are a local provider, and they had the most competitive pricing, which resulted in them having score overall. I can also note that GE Environment, they had a lower score, primarily, and I want to say solely, but primarily because the costs for the hauling component were significantly greater than the other submission. And the cost for our site, the highest amount of our cost is servicing the bins. So that was a significant factor in the decision. So now that council has made the motion to remain open under the covered bin model, then staff has prepared a recommended motion. We'd like to make sure that council leaves some flexibility so that the CIO and staff can come up with the best model possible in terms of number of bins and also, you know, the days of service and that sort of thing. So the prepared motion takes that into account.
Okay, thank you for that. Deputy Warden.
Prepared to make a motion.
Thank you.
The council of the municipality of the district of Shelburne award the request for proposals for construction and demolition, transfer station, bins with covers, trucking, and maintenance to Harrow's Construction, and further that they authorize the CAO to negotiate the contract, including services relevant to the new service model of the site.
Thank you. Is there a seconder?
No one seconded.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Thank you for that. Okay, we're going to move on to correspondence now. As the correspondence from Shelburne Voice. It's on your screen. So you can see that it was a question regarding an amalgamation. And I know a number of you would have attended our first amalgamation meeting that we had. It was on December 3rd. And so at that time, it was agreed by all three municipal units that all questions related to the matter would be directed to the amalgamation website page and email. And this way, everyone is seeing all of the questions that we are receiving, plus all of the responses to those questions. And of course, this is so that we can ensure that there is consistency and transparency on this. So, so for council, do you wish me to respond to Sheldon Voice stating that all questions are to be referred to this amalgamation committee website and email? Because the email is sent to each of us individually.
So we did receive it. And, you know, it is important that we have public engagement. And so to have a consistent process where all the information is directed, as you said, I think it's critical to everyone seeing it through that portal. And my interpretation was that, you know, it's a worthy question. I think it's almost preemptive because we don't yet have all the information on the table. So I think from a principled perspective, I am going to respond to that through the portal. Because otherwise, if we were to fracture and respond only to this site, not all of our residents are going to see that. And it's almost like there's a redirection of this government process. And so I'm certainly in favor of what you're saying. Yeah.
Councilor Richardson.
Fully support you referring to them. I am directing them to that board. What I don't have time of day for is every site anybody can put up a site and come back, and there's no rhyme or reason where it comes from, who's supporting it or who's doing what. And usually I like to see a name or a person that has a complaint or a call, they can forward it to us personally, or we can direct them to the board. But this is an open-ended site that I'm not warm and fuzzy about, to tell you that.
Yeah, thank you, Deputy Warden.
I'm in agreement for you to respond. At that meeting that night, all three units had agreed that we had chosen a chair, that all correspondence relating to this would go through there and everybody would be updated. Right now, this is just an education session for all units involved. We have no idea right now, the same as our residents, don't we all learn together? So, I'm in full support of you responding.
Thank you. And Councillor Sutherland.
I'm in full support of you responding to this site. Like I said, this is just information right now. It's just talks. Nothing has been decided. And no one has made a decision, so I just want that to be well known for my area, at least. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So we have a consensus around the table and respond. All right. So next is we have a couple of in-camera meetings. So I will ask for a motion, please, to go in camera at 2:44 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. And thank you very much to the public for attending this meeting.